11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast Championship Edition with Pete Farries and myself, Lee Phelps, ready to preview six championship matches, including the live Friday game. You well, Pete?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'm currently riding a beautiful jam high, so enjoying some delicious strawberry jam brought to me by Mrs. Rackham.
Oh, I thought you meant like as in the band. I was about to say that's entertainment.
Although, actually, when I was listening to a different radio station this morning, Eton Rifles was on, and it actually is what inspired me to go downstairs
and have some jam,
yeah.
Brilliant. Let's hope Lady Marmalade doesn't come on.
Yeah, or, I don't know, some song with something horrible to eat in. Something to do with apple pie. I don't know.
You don't like apple pie?
It's the worst thing ever.
Right.
Hot apple, just it. No, or hot tomato. Like I love tomato, and I don't mind like in a bolognese or whatever.
What you don't like plum tomatoes on a breakfast?
No, I don't like it, mate. Wow. I don't. It's weird because I don't mind hot tomato in any other context.
What about if I was to give you a rhubarb crumble?
I'd throw it back in your face.
Really? So you don't like hot fruits?
Well, not always, but then sometimes I've got a couple of weird exceptions. I don't know, I'm just an odd character. It's why I'm so alone.
We are now going to talk about football.
Yes,
luckily. Let's start with the Friday night game, shall we? That sees Fulham take on Watford. Let's have a look at the prices, shall we? 5-4 Fulham. 19-10 for Watford, and the draw is priced up at 13-5. Watford just outside the playoff places, 2 points outside on 29 points from their 19 games. Fulham are in 16th now with 22 points. Watford, it's not like I mentioned they're outside the playoffs, Pete, but it's not like they're on the way up to the playoffs. They're dropping out of the playoffs like a stone. Four straight defeats now in the Championship. 2-1 at Birmingham, 1-0 away at Ipswich. They lost 2-1 to Derby County, no shame in that, and then they lost to Cardiff City as well. Fulham, only the one defeat in recent times, and going along quite nicely. They've got some goals in them. You'd be a little bit nervous if you were Watford, but a decent game for a Friday night on the telly.
Yeah, initially, you know, after the good start to the season that Watford had, obviously we had all the managerial changes, some through strange decisions at the club level and some, like the Oscar Garcia thing, that just sadly was just unfortunate. But every time I look at this market here, I'm really into the price on Fulham. Like you say, four back-to-back losses for Watford, a team who you feel like their season's legacy so far is beginning to catch up with them a little bit. And they're a good side with some great, great players in there. But I'm just not wholly convinced that they're a team to be back. Now, under Kit Simons, they've actually been very, very good, haven't they, Fulham? The reason he got the job, you look at their recent five-game form, of course. There are two wins, two draws, and a loss from the last five. But what I really like the look of here, is their home form. I mean, their home form has improved markedly. They went five games without a win, three of them not scoring. Since then, 4-0 over Bolton, 1-0 over Norwich, 3-0 over Charlton, 3-1 over Huddersfield, and that strange 2-all draw game against Blackpool. But again, you've got to give them credit, because they were 2-0 down in that game at home against Blackpool and pulled it back to make it 2-all against 10 men. I love the price on Fulham here. I think 5-4 is exceptional, exceptional bit of value. But last week, one of the few bets I put up that actually did land last week was Hugo Royega, wasn't it?
Mm.
He was 7-4 last weekend, bagged in that 2-1 win over Brighton. That for him now is three back-to-back games. Huddersfield, Brentford, which of course they lost, and Brighton, where he scored the goal. Now, he's part of the headline offer tomorrow night. Rodiega anytime, and Fulham to win. Now, I've got to say, 3-1. I can't decide whether that's a good bit of value or a bad bit, because I like Fulham, and I think he's in great goal scoring form and to be backed. But is 3-1 big enough, Lee? I don't know, to combine the two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, instinctively, it doesn't feel big enough, does it?
No, even though I like both of the bets individually.
I know what you mean.
So, I mean, you can play that if you want. You can play Rodiego anytime at 13-10 if you want as well. But the other bet I really like here is Fulham by a goal. So if you go to the match handicaps, Fulham minus one versus Watford plus one, which is the home side by a goal, 16-5. If you want to play Watford by a goal, don't forget it's Watford minus one, Fulham plus one. But we are playing certainly top of that match handicap tie market, Fulham minus one, Watford plus one, which is Fulham by a goal at 16-5, because Watford have been losing games. But they have not been losing them by many. In fact, they've been losing them by a goal. Every single game so far this season that Watford have lost, except for the 3-0 defeat against Norwich, has been by a goal. So yeah, League Cup, yeah. Doncaster, by a goal. Charlton, by a goal. Birmingham, Ipswich, Derby, Cardiff, all by a goal, Lee. 16-5 is the way to play that. If you want to back Fulham, Watford lose by a goal, and that's the way to do it. But ultimately, 5-4 is very attractive.
Very nice. Let's go to Saturday, the 3 p.m. kickoffs. Let's start with Blackpool versus Birmingham. 15-8 Blackpool, 11-5 the draw, 6-4 the price for Birmingham. Blackpool, of course, rock bottom and marooned. They are starting to pick up some points, but those precious wins are nowhere to be seen. Just that one win all season against Cardiff. Back at home here, where the form hasn't been particularly great anyway. Lost to Derby, lost to Ipswich, did draw against Bolton last time they played at home. You look at Birmingham, Pete, and they're doing a bit like Fulham, really. They're starting to gradually pull themselves clear since that disastrous run, which culminated in the 8-0 defeat to Bournemouth. They've been much better. Two draws and three wins since. That shocked them into some sort of revival, didn't it? And of course, new manager and all that.
Well, I think new manager and all that you dismissed so quickly at the end there is the number one reason why they've improved. He's done a great job. He's, of course, in line for a big award this month now, Gary Rowett as well. He has been exceptional. Wins over Watford, draw with Cardiff. They beat Rotherham, they beat Forest. They've been very good. They've been very, very good. And I appreciate they needed a strange game from Britt Assombalonga, who scored. Well, more on him later, actually. But he scored. He gave away the penalty and was then sent off. Britt Assombalonga. They're looking very good, Birmingham. And for me, the price on them is just exceptional. And I appreciate, one win at home for Blackpool all season. They did draw the last game. But that was in, what is a derby against Bolton, isn't it? Well, a derby-ish against Bolton. So when you look at it, even without Wes Thomas, who's an important part of that Birmingham side, why? I don't get by Birmingham. I'd have thought Birmingham might be odds on. I appreciate the traders might still be a little bit scared of them not carrying on their run of form. But 6-4 is great value, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
This is a side in Blackpool who can't get going. And you know what? Like you said, they've been beginning to pick up points, and you've got to give them credit for that. Three of the last five games they've drawn against Fulham, Bolton and Rotherham. But, with all due respect to those three teams, they played Fulham at a strange time for Fulham and blew it against Fulham as well. Against Bolton, I should say, it was a derby game, fair enough, 1-1. And against Rotherham, who themselves as a side, aren't exactly ripping up trees, they're playing a Birmingham side who are, unlike all of those sides, beginning to find their, well, Bolton maybe are a bit now, but are beginning to really find their feet. They're beginning to find their confidence. They're playing well. Scoring goals is maybe a bit of a daft thing to say when they've got 4-4. But they're starting to look very decent anyway, is my point. And the momentum is there. There is no momentum with Blackpool. And to get odds against on Birmingham is a, it has to be said, it's a very, very good price indeed, It's a very good price. Also worth looking at, time of match goals, 76th to full time in this game, if you're wanting a slightly different market. Now, I couldn't find this pre-match for some reason on the markets, but if I give you the evidence, then you can just put it on whenever you find it. Against Watford, Donaldson, 85th. Against Cardiff, nothing happened, of course, and nothing against Rotherham either, but they had late goals the other day against Forest, didn't they? And for Blackpool, we've had a 78th and an 85th, a 75th and an 82nd. We've had a 75th, which obviously we just slightly miss out on that market, but I can take that leap. A 73rd, I can probably take that leap as well. So we've had quite a few late goals, and certainly this half with most goals, second half, would also be a way to play it. But for me, despite as good as that second half, 19-20, highest scoring half is, Birmingham are exceptional value at 6-4.
Cardiff versus Rotherham next up. Cardiff are 8th on 29 points. Rotherham just hovering above the bottom three. 19 points from 19 games and a minus 10 goal difference. Away form hasn't been terrible for Rotherham, and they haven't won since beating Millwall away, but they have picked up a few points from draws at Bournemouth, Norwich, Brighton and Sheffield Wednesday. Cardiff, I don't want to steal too much thunder, Pete, but I will say that both teams are scoring. A Cardiff win at home is a nice bet.
Five games in a row.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah.
In fact, of the seven games they've won at home this season, all but one of them has been with both teams are scoring the match.
Yeah.
3-1 the price. Mm. On that, looks very, very handy if you want to play it. And the way the Rotherham have been grabbing stuff recently, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, you know. I appreciate they've only scored in two of the last five away games, but they do score goals. If you look at their general last five game form, again, not great, just the one goal to their name. So whether you want to go with, well, that's what Cardiff always do, or whether you want to go with, well, Rotherham aren't exactly scoring goals, is up to you. I quite like that 3-1, truth be told, and I'd probably have a little nibble on it. But what I think is a better bet is the race to two for Cardiff. Mm. Because we've spoken, haven't we, about Cardiff, you know, winning games and winning them with both teams to score. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the race to two has to land, but it has in their wins, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Reading, Leeds, Ipswich, Forest, Wednesday, they've all got one goal, and Cardiff have gone on to get more than that, which means they've won the race to two every time. 6-5 the price on Cardiff race to two, which I felt was just a slightly nicer way in than playing Cardiff and both teams to score, because you're still getting what they're doing regularly, which is scoring two or more at home. And you're not relying on Rotherham, who've been a bit goal shy recently, to add to that tally. So 6-5 for me is a really, really nice bit of play. And Cardiff are just Russell Slade has got them going again. They've seemingly found their form, they've found their feet, they've found their confidence. And if you're looking for a goal scorer, well, one man who I think he's deserved to play Premier League football for a long time, got his chance, and I'd have actually thought would have stayed in the Premier League, but didn't. Peter Whittingham, 3-1 a couple of years ago, was among the league's top goal scorers. And you look at his recent home form, scored, of course, takes penalties from the spot against Reading. Didn't score against Leeds, but scored against Ipswich, scored against Forest, and he's just a very dangerous player. So 3-1 for a guy with, you know, three in the last four at home seemed very, very good price to me, especially when he's also a set-piece aficionado.
Yeah, I like that. Huddersfield take on Brentford. This is the next one we'll look at. 7-5 Huddersfield, 5-2 the draw, 7-4 the Bees, who have been in brilliant form of late, of course. Five straight wins in the Championship, scoring goals. They beat Derby 2-1, they went to Forest and won 3-1, went to Millwall, won 3-2, beat Fulham 2-1 at home, and stuck four past Wolves, of course, more latterly. Third in the table, locked on the same number of points as Ipswich, with a slightly inferior goal difference. Huddersfield, no win in four now, Pete, and only one draw in that run as well, conceding three at Derby, three at Fulham, and one at Bolton. Does this Brentford juggernaut stop in West Yorkshire?
You see, when I looked at this one, it kind of came with a caveat in my head, which is Brentford's run, I think, is going to come to an end. It's phenomenal, and they deserve every inch of credit they're getting right now. They really do. It's incredible form, and well done to them, but it will end soon. The question is, do I want to take the risk for 7-4? The answer is, without question. 7-4 is an amazing price, because it's not just the way they're winning games. It's not just the winning games. It's the way they're winning games. Two against Brentford, three against Forest, three against Millwall, two against Fulham, and then obviously the 4-0 destruction of Wolves. And, you know, there's some organised teams in there. I mean, the win over Derby is a great win. Forest, I know, are going through a massive funk, but are still an organised side. Millwall, you know, Fulham and maybe Wolves who've dropped off the pace a little bit. But still, they're looking great. And Huddersfield are a good side. Chris Powell's got them playing very well. And the reason for the price is pretty simple, isn't it? Their home form. Their home form. But, you know, a really good win over an organised Forest side. Draws with Wednesday and Brighton. And then four past Blackpool and two past Millwall. But it still isn't enough to make me look away from this Brentford bet. The best way, in my opinion, to play this, with the way that Huddersfield are playing at home at the moment, is Brentford draw no bet, 11-10. 11-10 is a delight for your draw now. But you're getting odds against, you're getting your money back, or of course on an ACCA void if it comes in as a draw, and you're getting one of the best teams in the league with a bit of insurance for your bet at 11-10. Love that.
Yeah.
I love the overs goals of 4-6. Over 2.5 is 4-6. I mean, it says it all already, doesn't it? Brentford's most recent form, 3-4, 5-3, 4. And if you look at Huddersfield, well, 3 of the last 5 would have gone your over 2.5, so it's one for your overs, Acker, in my opinion, as well. But I tell you what, there's a great bet here on Andre Gray. There's a great bet here on Andre Gray. Incredible bit of value for the guy. 6-4 anytime. Scored against Derby. Scored against Forest. Brace against Millwall. Didn't score against Fulham, but then, of course, scored against Wolves. This guy is in great goal-scoring form. Scored in 4 of the last 5 games. And, you know, if you include his brace, you know, he's got a goal a game, hasn't he? He's looking so sharp. He's looking like a player that he promised to be for a little while, and then seemed to drop away and then pick back up. And even though, you know, if you look at Andre Gray now, he's 23, he's still got loads of time to come. When he was, you know, down in the lower reaches, he started, I think, Shrewsbury, didn't he? And it didn't really work for him there. He left and went down to, was it Histon or Hinckley? I can't remember. And then had a great time at Luton, and slowly but surely started to look like the player he could be. Was signed, of course, to Brentford from Luton in the summer, and has just looked incredible. 6-4 any time. It is a great bit of goal scorer value for him. He's in great form. But Brentford at 7-4, if you want the price just for your ACCA insurance, I would not stay away from that.
No. Let's have a look at our penultimate match, which is Ipswich versus Leeds. 4-5, the Tractor Boys. 13-5, the draw. And Leeds United are priced up at 17-5. Another team in great form at the moment. Ipswich second in the table. As we said, just ahead of Brentford on goal difference. Two draws in the last six matches. But only one defeat, of course, for Yonks now. And in great nick. I think there's two at the start of the season. There's two defeats, isn't there? And then just that one defeat at Cardiff since then. Leeds United never, I mean, another week in the life of Leeds United. You know, they beat Derby County 2-0, Pete. You know, you think to yourself, wow, what a result that is at Elland Road. Get the crowd going.
I was thinking of loud swear words because that one market cost me a bet for £820.
Oh, dear. But from a Leeds fans' point of view, they're thinking, oh, brilliant. They get to work on Monday, everyone's chipper. And then, obviously, during Monday, we find out that the owner's been disqualified by the Football League. And that obviously will carry on. How that affects players on the pitch, I'm not sure. But it's not the kind of thing you want going to Ipswich, is it, really?
No. Leeds upturning form is all down to Neil Redfern. It's as pure and as simple as that, as All Saints kind of... Was it All Saints? Whoever it was said it. Anyway, whichever terrible pop band it was that said it, it's a fine analogy for this situation. Their form's been great. It's been down to Neil Redfern. But it's been at home, hasn't it? If you look away from home... Exactly. 4 losses from the last 5. Of course, not all Neil Redfern's fault. And to be fair, they're a club that's still going through an awful lot. But if they were going away to many clubs with their upturning form recently, I'd go, they've got a chance. They've got a chance there. I don't know that they do against Ipswich. You know, this is a side have won all but 3 home games this season. One of them they lost 1-0 to, you know, local rivals in a derby game. The other two they drew, Blackburn and Huddersfield. They've got a great player in Murphy who's scoring goals and looking sharp. They've, of course, been away to Charlton last time out and won 1-0. I know it was a 90th-minute goal, but they're certainly winning games and looking sharp. And 4-5 for a side who are looking that good, really. It just looks very, very nice indeed to me. It looks very, very nice. Now, I appreciate that Hunt, who scored the other day, Noel Hunt, who's gone down to Ipswich from Leeds, won't be playing in this game. But they've still got, you know, Murphy, who's got, 11 goals, I think, this season. McGoldrick, you know, Ambrose can pull him out. Even Stephen Hunt's got goals in him. And going further back, I'm a big fan of Cole Skuser, for example. And Sean Saledger, the man they've just signed formerly of Middlesbrough, is a goal-scoring defender when he gets going. So they've got goals in there, but ultimately it's that home form. And yes, with what's gone on with Leeds in the week, I think Neil Redfern's a great man to shield as much as he can his players from that. But he's only one man, you know, and the fans who are travelling, who will always travel in phenomenal number because that's just how Leeds do it, I think they're going to be disappointed. I think 4-5 for Ipswich is just brilliant.
Yeah. Let's round off before we get Pete's nap with Nottingham Forest's game. They're playing Charlton at home, 4-6 Forest, 13-5 the draw, 9-2 the price for the Addicts. Locked together on 28 points, these two sides. Forest just ahead by courtesy of, or by virtue of, a four-goal better goal difference. Stopped the rot somewhat with those two wins against Norwich and then at Wolves, and then lost to Birmingham away from home. Asabalonga hitting the equaliser, then getting sent off, and then Kedis notching the penalty for Birmingham. So it was a bit of a mad last 5 minutes for Forest. They'll be kicking themselves with that, because they should have really come away with a draw at the very least. Charlton not pulling up any trees, Pete. Not particularly exciting or you know, winning loads of games, but they're steady away, aren't they, at the moment?
They are. They are. I think 9-2 is a bit disrespectful.
Yeah, I do as well, I must admit. Well, more the point, I can't have Forest odds on.
No.
One home win. You know what I mean? They win one home game in five, and they're odds on? Well, no Asabalonga either, of course.
Yeah, if you look at Charlton's away form, it's better than Forest's home form.
Yeah, it seems
moment.
Strange, isn't it?
But what I think is interesting is, obviously, they've got two of the top goal scorers in the league, haven't they? Mikel Antonio and Britt Asambolonga, who, as you rightly say, isn't available for this game. But look where they are, ninth, and only just really pulling themselves out of the funk. In terms of Mikel Antonio, by the way, scored at home against Ipswich, scored, of course, at home against Brentford, scored against Norwich. He's 8-5 any time. If you're looking for a goal scorer for Forest, the former Sheffield Wednesday man has got to be the pick, really, for me. He looks great. But Charlton aren't losing games. They've lost, what, one of the last five? You can say they've lost three of the last, 12 or 13. 9-2 is just... It's disrespectful, in my opinion, especially when you add in that Forest will be without one of their sort of more dangerous players. That's for me the bet. Charlton really shouldn't be the price. So this is where you look at Drawn-O-Bet's 11-4 for Charlton.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that when they went through that phase, they were drawing a lot of games without losing, but three of the last five games they've played, they've drawn.
Yeah.
You know, a draw for these two sides, you know, I know Stuart Pearce is not panicking, is the phrase he said, but, you know, a draw wouldn't be perfect for him, but nor would it be uber disaster zone. And I just think that 11-4 draw now, but Charlton is just really, really, really good value. I also don't think we're going to get too many goals in this. Now, despite the fact that Forest's last four home games have been 4-4, 4-3 respectively, Charlton as a side, you know, don't really have huge amounts of goals. Three overs goals. That's if you're looking at Charlton games, it's three overs goals since August.
Mm.
Now, it's interesting to see how the traders have priced this up. The traders, understandably, have looked at Charlton's form more than Forest's. Under 2.5 is 7-10. But I would have a little look at the under 1.5 here at 9-4 as well. Charlton will go there. They will just dig in. They will just not really be too frightened of Forest. They'll just make sure they're organised, which is what they do, and they'll try and hit and win the game that way. Under 1.5 is 9-4. But I absolutely adore that draw no bet Charlton at 11-4.
Yeah, nice. Should we pick a nap, Pete? Mine's going to come in the only League 2 match.
What's the standings, Lee?
I need to do them, if I'm being honest. I've had a bit of a busy week, and I meant to do them this week, and I forgot. But I will do them, and I'll tweet them when I do them. I'll do them tomorrow, and I'll tweet them out, if that's all right with you.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, well, there's no other option.
No, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, you can be not fine about it, but it won't change the
I'm
fact
I'm not really
that,
important in this situation particularly, am I?
But I will do them, because I've got some time tomorrow. What are you going for? Does it depend on what the standings are? What are you going for?
No, I'm saying nothing. No, of course it doesn't. It's all about, of course, what we think the best bet is. And I actually really love this Cardiff bet. Really love it. The race to 2 Cardiff is 6-5, and I think that's going to be the bet for me. Their home form is just ridiculous, isn't it? 2-2, 3-3, 2. Rotherham are going through a bad time at the moment. It doesn't mean, of course, that Rotherham can't win the game or draw the game. You know, Cardiff could go 2-0 up and Rotherham could win the match 7-2 and you've landed your bet. It doesn't matter, as long as Cardiff get to 2 goals before Rotherham do. And I think 6-5 is a very fair price when you consider the way that they've been scoring goals. I think I'm really, really into this bet. Of course, I'm really into every nap I put up, of course, and it doesn't always go my way. And yes, it wouldn't have landed in three of the last five Rotherham away games, but those away games are the Sheffield Wednesday side who you know, it's a derby game and we're struggling to score. Brighton, who are always tight, and Norwich, who are struggling to score. When they've gone somewhere to a team like Ipswich, for example, who are very good at home, they've conceded those two. So I think the race to two for Cardiff, it's 6-5, will be my pick.
Very good. We'll be doing the FA Cup, of course, on the on our other league podcast with one League Two game, which is Exeter versus Burton. My nap's going to come in that game. It's going to be both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, which I like.
Why that?
Just pure stats play. I mean, the both teams to score is the safest bet. 80%, a combined 80% of their games result in both teams to score. That's 7-10. So I just wanted a tad more value on it. So I've added the over 2.5 in as well, which is also, I think 60% of their home and away games combined result in over 2.5 goals in the match. So sticking them together gives you a price of 6-5. Look at the results as well. You know, 3-2 Exeter, 2-1 they beat Wickham, 2-1 they beat Bury. I think if both teams score in this one, I think both teams will be looking to go for a win. Burton fourth, of course. Exeter ninth, about only 5 points separating them, so I think it should be a decent match. I think Burton will dominate, but Exeter will go for it, so I'm pretty confident of a 2-1 or a 3-2 scoreline there.
Do you feel Hasselbank, I think, has been wanting to get his team a bit more goalie, hasn't he, if that makes sense? Yeah. A bit more full of goals, because he's done a good job since arriving there. I think he's done a very good job. Obviously he had that that first game victory, but you know, he's not an idiot, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. You know, he was never an idiot. He complained a lot on the field, and he always was frustrated with things that if they didn't go his way, but he was always a clever player, if you will. I know he was a bit annoying on the pitch at times, but despite that loss to Shrewsbury, I mean, going to Shrewsbury and losing is, it's fine at the moment, isn't it, with the way they're playing?
Yeah.
You know, other than that, he's beaten Luton, who are a good side, who had a great start to the season, and he's beaten Wickham, and I think he will want to get his team scoring more goals. So, yeah.
I'm going to have a look at that one. Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Good luck with your nap, and enjoy your weekend.
I'm off to eat some jam.
Enjoy. Thanks very much for listening as well. Make sure you check out our league podcast, which looks at that one Exeter game and the in the league, that is, and the FA Cup second round TV matches as well with Sam Ashu. That'll be online at the72.co.uk, williamhill.com/podcasts, audioboom.com, and you can subscribe on iTunes for this podcast and that one and the rest of our fair as well. Thanks for listening. If you're having a bet on any of the championship matches, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.